I'm Alexandra Thompson, and you're listening to Heirloomed, sustainability advice from our elders to reconnect this modern era with our roots. You'll hear snippets of wisdom from my grandparents, who have lived sustainably before it was a buzzword, and every now and then, bonus submissions from yours. In this episode, we're talking to my paternal grandfather Victor about time, but more specifically, what he likes to do for fun and relaxation. I actually named this episode On Island Time because coincidentally, all three countries that my grandfather has lived in, every location has actually been on an island. Okay, let's start from the beginning. How do you start the day? Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Tea, yeah. Do you like coffee at all?
I drink coffee, just maybe on the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of tea do you like?
Any kind of tea.
Yeah?
Any kind of tea. Back in England, we never used a lot of tea bags. Or back in Barbados, we didn't have tea bags. We used the regular tea. You put the loose tea mm-hmm. and you boil it. And when it's ready, you strain it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have more of a body than the tea. Because, you know, if you have a cup of tea, you boil the water and pour the tea bag, it's not... No, but nothing. You may have to use two tea bags to get a thing.
Well, I don't know if you know this too. They've done studies where they found microplastic in the tea bags. So when you use the tea bags, you actually could be drinking plastic.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy. Mm. Plastic is everywhere. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I used to like my nieces in London, they sent me some tea. And it was the loose tea. Mm-hmm. And I like that loose tea because all you have to do is have a strainer. You boil your water and put it in there and boil it.
Yeah.
And then you strain it. And you have more of a body. It's not like watery. You could taste the real tea.
Yeah. Is it, was it like fresh grown tea that they sent you or just the English version?
The English tea.
Yeah.
English tea in a big bag. I think it was... forget the name of it anyway, but just like that, yeah.
Have you ever tried to grow your own tea?
No.
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 Next year's project.
Don't you have to have a greenhouse to grow certain things?
Probably, yeah. I don't think it gets hot long enough here to grow tea.
Yeah.
It has to be like really hot, I think.
And maybe you're like, you're like some of this generation that you don't get up in the morning and have a cup of tea mm-hmm. or a cup of coffee. I don't know if you do that or not.
Yeah.
But I find that the kids would prefer to have a cold drink in the morning than have a cup of tea.
Yeah, I do. I do a cup of coffee.
Or coffee.
I do coffee.
Something hot.
Yeah. You think hot in the morning
something
is better?
Always got to have something hot in the morning.
Yeah.
Kids know don't drink. Some of the kids even Basil. Even though he don't drink anything hot. In the morning. So I must have a cup of tea before I leave home. Even when I was working, I got to have a cup of tea before I leave home in the morning. It may seem odd, but the old people used to say it brings out the air from your stomach. You belch.
Yeah.
After having a nice
cup of tea.
Opens
your nose.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
What are your thoughts on, like you said, you always have to have a cup of tea at home before you leave. What are your thoughts on this idea that people like always take their morning drink to go? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, hot? No, you
yeah.
can.
Yeah, like you take your coffee to go.
You can take, that's okay.
That's okay? Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But some people just want to drink Pepsi or Coke in the morning, first thing. And it's carbonated drinks. It's not good for your system.
Yeah. I was wondering because when I went to Guatemala for a week in April and everyone drank their coffee or tea like there and they like took the moment to like drink it and like wake up and like that whole process of just drinking it versus no one took their coffee to go versus like here everyone's like running around and then they have to get their coffee to go and then like it was less of a morning calming ritual.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is if you can sit down, have a cup of tea and take your time and drink it. I like my tea hot where I have to blow it.
Yeah.
I don't like cold tea. Or people like cold coffee.
Yeah, I like cold coffee.
What do they call it?
Cold brew. some kind of iced coffee.
Yeah, iced coffee. No, yeah. No, we have something. Gotta have something hot. Yeah. Hot milk.
Yeah. All right. Now that you're awake and had your tea, can you describe what a typical day is like for you?
Me now?
Yeah.
Now I'm retired. I don't have to worry about going to bed early, getting up early in the mornings to go to work. You know, I can go to bed at any time I want to and wake up whenever I want to and do whatever I want to do. So in other words, I would say this is my time.
Do you remember kind of like what an average day was like in London?
An average day in London?
Yeah.
Oh, it depends on the weather. You know what you mean? While I was working or?
Or just, yeah, in general, or if you were working or over the weekend. Day,
you get up in the morning, like me, I got to get up in the morning at, say, 4 o'clock, walk to the train station, because I had to get to work by 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I worked as a postman, mm-hmm. So therefore you have to get in early, sort out all the mail before you go on your delivery.
And you said you take the train. Is that like the subway?
The subway.
Yeah.
They call it the underground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you like public transportation? Or maybe in the past, how did you like to...
Public transportation in England, in London was mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Did you use public transportation in the city, in New York City?
Not often.
Not often?
No.
Yeah. So you have your own vehicle?
Over in London?
Here in the US, yeah. You mostly would drive?
I drive. I was fortunate enough to, wherever I worked, mm-hmm. I worked always in Queens, so you have an opportunity to drive to work, so I never have to take transport to work.
How long have you had your driver's license?
Oh, 40 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember your first car?
My first car, well, yeah, I do. It was a Buick.
Yeah.
It was a used Buick.
Yeah. All that time spent commuting, I feel like I'd be stressed a lot. How do you relieve stress?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've never been really stressed out.
Yeah?
No.
Why do you think that is?
I don't really know. But I haven't. Yeah, you know, people complain about, oh, I'm so stressed out. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm stressed out. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear that. I've never been really stressed out.
Yeah.
I guess it's the way I think.
Yeah.
In other words, it's like if you don't have any control of something, don't stress yourself because you have no control over it.
Right.
That was my mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any situations where, like, maybe you and, like, where your mindset kept you from being stressed, but maybe like the kids were stressed or grandma was stressed and you were able to like be like, oh, it's out of our control. Were you always that
no,
person?
No, I'm always cool.
Yeah.
I'm always cool. Yeah. I don't lose my temper. We played in the park. I've been lucky in my life that all the jobs that I had, there were jobs that they were not stressful and there were not jobs that you have to sweat working. Everything was at a slow pace. So I think I was fortunate in my life that all the jobs I've had, I loved. Okay. Yeah, I've been lucky that way, yeah.
Do you have any advice for someone, or just in general, about like slower pace or like no stress or?
All I can say is that if whatever job you have, you learn that job. And you get on top of that job. And also I would say that you need to have the confidence of your boss. Your boss have confidence in you. You don't have to be, once you do your job and you do your job properly, your boss is not going to bother you. Because if you don't do your job properly, he might have to find out why people complain to your boss, why you're not doing. So once everything goes the way it should go, everybody's happy.
Yeah. No, that's good advice.
Yeah. And you have to love your job.
Yeah.
If you don't love your job, find another job.
Yeah. Because that's where you spend most of your time.
Yeah, I love my job. I love my job that I had. Like I said, all the jobs I had were jobs that you have to have responsibility.
Yeah, I feel like my generation is very passionate about finding work that we identify with, or, you know, that it defines us. But I appreciate what you're saying, you know, to try to find work that you love spending your time doing, or you really can just be content with that time, instead of trying to make your job your whole life or your purpose. You know, if you can have less stress, get the job done, and pay the bills, like, that's work-life balance for real. Do you remember what you would do in Queens for, or not Queens,
London.
In London, yeah, for fun?
But I played a lot of cricket. Cricket was my hobby.
Yeah. How many hours a week do you think you spent playing cricket?
Oh, we played cricket just like every weekend.
Yeah. How did you first learn how to play cricket? Did someone teach you?
From small, yeah. That's right. That's a common thing in Barbados. It's like how you, over here you have baseball, which is the big thing, or basketball. Cricket was our thing.
Nice.
Yeah. I eat, sleep, everything. That was my first love, cricket.
Cricket?
Oh, yeah.
When you were a kid, did like everyone in the neighborhood play cricket together?
Yeah, because we had a lot of open spaces.
Yeah.
That we can go and play cricket, and then you start with certain type of ball, something like a ball, tennis ball, and then you move up to higher grade as you get older.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun.
You said when you were younger, there was a lot more open space.
Yes.
Is it less open now?
Yeah, because most of the open spaces, now people are building houses.
More development.
Yeah, so in other words, if the kids want to play sports or even play cricket, they have to be on the street playing because there's no open spaces.
So you took it to London. Were you on a team when you were in London?
As you get older, yeah. I played cricket for... I was in the police force. You played cricket for the police force.
Oh, you had like a league.
Yeah, I played league cricket.
What position did you play?
I'm an all-rounder. What we call an all-rounder.
Yeah.
You can bat and you can pitch a ball. We call it pitch. We call it bowling.
Okay.
Like you play baseball. It's like baseball. You ever seen cricket being played anywhere in the parks?
I've just seen the flat bat.
The flat bats. Yeah. We have flat bats, but you have these round bats. Uh-huh. So it's the same thing. The pitcher, you call it the pitcher pitch to the batter.
Yeah.
We call it the bowler.
Okay.
Bowler to the batsman. Yeah.
Okay. Were there any like you know, with the pitches, they have like they can like twist it, the curveball.
Curveballs. Back home, we can call it an off break, which comes into you, or a leg break, or a googly is what you call like a splitter.
Yeah. Did you have like any teammates that you like to play with the most, or was it like kind of random, like pick up?
No, we had a team.
You had a team?
Yeah. Like in the police force, you have a team that you have your best players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were one of the best players.
I was one of the best. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is random, but Grant called me the other day to tell me that he's really good at volleyball and that he, like, carried his team. Oh. And everyone thinks he's the best.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was okay.
Good. Yeah, okay.
And then did you ever teach the kids how to play cricket? Yeah.
Yeah. We had a park not far from us. We could just walk to the park 5 minutes and we played... Teach them how to bat and ball.
Were they good? Did they like it? No.
They weren't good at it. No.
Did they ever like get upset that they weren't good at it, or?
Pardon?
Did they ever like get upset when they weren't?
Oh no, no, not at all. No.
No, it was just fun for them.
It's fun for them. They used to go every week. Like every Sunday or so, I go to play cricket. We all go together.
It was like a big family.
A big family thing. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds fun. And then once you moved to Queens, what would you do for fun?
Well, there wasn't a lot of time for fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have a house, you have kids, you have to work, you work overtime.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a lot of time to for hobbies as far as I was concerned.
Really. Yeah. So like you would say that once you move from London to Queens, like your
no more cricket.
Yeah, no more cricket.
I have my cricket ball downstairs. My cricket clothes can't fit me now anywhere.
And you still have
and
them?
Everything. Yeah.
Wow. We might have to bring those out of storage. Okay, so what? And you just think it was like more like life responsibilities?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, more life responsibilities because they play cricket in the park down there. I was thinking at one time to, you know, go and play, but then I said, you know what? I might go and get hurt.
Yeah.
And then I got a family to support. Like, I can't support them anymore. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there anything about New York or like the U.S. that made you, like, was it just, or is it just the stage of your life? Like, you think it probably would have happened?
Stage of my life, because yeah. You know, when I came out into my 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some people retire from cricket when they're 30, 30, 31, 32, they retire because you lose your eyesight goals and your reflexes go. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, so then what would you say you do now as like a retired person for fun?
Well, before pandemic, I was going to the gym and playing pickleball.
Yeah.
I love pickleball. I buy everything that they need to have to play pickleball. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who would you play with?
Well, you don't have anybody in particular. We had like certain amount of people who come there to play, mm-hmm. men, women, older men. I guess I was the oldest really at the time that yeah. playing, but they didn't know how old I was.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was fun. And then you find that this particular person you like playing with, and you just wait on that person going to court, and you all go play together. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And I know you told me earlier, but. What, are you planning to go back anytime?
Oh, yes. I'm going to go back to pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing that till end of time? Hmm? You're going to be playing pickleball until the end of time?
I don't want the legs to hold up.
Yeah.
the end of pickleball, as you get older, you find that the muscles are not as strong as they used to be. And I had two injuries by playing pickleball.
Oh, wow.
One was my groin. Uh-huh. And one was my, I think... Forget the other injury. I had two injuries at the same time because you know you like tennis.
Yeah.
You try to get to the net to get the ball, and you have to stop suddenly because you're not supposed to touch the net, mm-hmm. and they pull a groin injury just like that.
Oh wow!
And that's horrible.
Yeah, that reflex.
You can't walk. Horrible.
When you weren't at work, what were you doing if you weren't playing sports when you weren't at work?
When I was at work.
Yeah.
After in the evening before I come home, so I'd be stay back for an hour, mm-hmm. and we play dominoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, before you clock out to come home, or you might clock out and hang around for an hour or so playing dominoes.
Is there a certain kind of dominoes game that you play?
We play like seven. Each person draws seven.
Uh-huh. And then it's just whoever loses all their dominoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one I know how to play too. I know there's just like so many different games.
Some people have all more than 28 dominoes, but we play with four people.
Yeah.
Seven hands each.
Mm, yeah. So you'd play dominoes and then come home. Sounds like you just have like a love for sports and team building in that sense. Even how you avoided stress at work was about being a team player. You know, most of the time that I come over to hang out, we just watch sports too. A lot of tennis. Okay, so now with your 82 years of wisdom, how would you describe time?
I would say time, I like the old saying, time and tide wait for an old man. So don't, if you have something to be done today, don't wait until tomorrow to do it.
Yeah. Any advice or just like anything you want to say about the importance of like free time and like being stress free or time in general?
Well, all I would say is that time, like I said earlier on, time don't wait for anyone. So therefore you have to use the time to do whatever you want to do, because if you don't do it when there's time, time goes so quickly and you can't retrieve it.
Yeah. Do you have a bucket list?
Yeah, my bucket list is to, like I told you, to go to the Yankee Stadium and watch the Yankees play.
Yeah.
That's one thing I like to do before I leave the surf, go to the Yankee Stadium.
One thing that really stood out to me from my grandfather's stories was how he would stay at work after his shift and play dominoes with his coworkers for 30 minutes before heading home. Initially, I was surprised that he wasn't dashing out the door to get home, or really just get out of there. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized how interesting an idea that is to build connection in the workplace. Granted, his employer probably wasn't encouraging it, but in today's context, why couldn't they? In my experience, after hours team bonding activities sound like fun, but if you can't invite your loved ones, then I'd usually just want to go home instead. I think for me, it's always about the time commitment and the fact that it usually wasn't paid. Sorry, no, I don't have the energy to chit-chat for like 2 extra hours, even if there's free food and drinks. But what if the time period was shorter, like 30 minutes, and there was an activity, like dominoes, that doesn't require you to be a social butterfly? How much better would we be able to communicate with our coworkers if we spent problem-solving time with them that didn't actually affect our task list? Would we be able to appreciate each other's differences more if we got paid to play and have fun together once a month? How would the company culture change if the last thing you did with your coworkers was to laugh together before heading home? I think you could apply this theory to any relationship. Family game night, anyone? But food for thought. All his talk about sports and team building as a reflection of how he enjoys spending free time really makes me excited to break down his thoughts on community. That and so much more throughout this season of Heirloomed. To everyone listening, thanks for being part of our community and using your time to listen to us. We appreciate you. This episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, Alexandra Thompson. Immense gratitude to my grandfather, Victor Thompson, for letting me interview him all the time. This podcast is made possible by Brick, who presents and incubates new work that reflects the diversity that surrounds us. Brick is building Brooklyn's creative future. Learn more at brickartsmedia.org.